name is Joanne Pavo, and I work at the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System on a study of health and employment that is ironically not on veterans. It's on California women. But today I'm going to talk to you about a study that we did on interpersonal violence and self-reported chlamydia diagnosis among a statewide population of California women. So, first of all, why look at intimate partner violence and STDs? And I know I mentioned interpersonal violence, and then I'm going to be talking about intimate partner violence. So I'll try to be specific, but we are referring to two different things there. Previous literature has found a link between intimate partner violence. That's partner violence normally with a current or former partner, physical, sexual, or psychological abuse, has been associated with STDs. And so you can imagine that the consequences of IPV may have important implications for treatment and prevention, especially if you're in a violent relationship, you're not going to be able to negotiate condom use, if you're having non-consensual sex, etc. So the current practice guidelines of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists recommends that physicians screen all patients for recent IPV in settings where STD screening and treatment occurs. But despite these guidelines, there's been some clinical studies, but no population-based studies that have assessed the relationship between intimate partner violence and a prevalent STD such as chlamydia in a large population. So, on to interpersonal violence. So here we're talking about child abuse, child sexual abuse, child physical abuse, adult assault, both physical and sexual. So beyond just IPV, that these may also be associated with STDs and STD risk behavior. And from the clinical literature, there is some evidence that child sexual abuse is associated with STD diagnosis as well as risky sexual behaviors, and also some of the mental health sequelae that result from violence, including PTSD and depression, also put you at risk to sexual behaviors, risky sexual behaviors, and increased risk for STD infection. So the purpose of our study was to examine the relationship between exposure to some various types of interpersonal violence that are experienced throughout the lifespan, PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. Sorry if I used it as an acronym earlier. I work at the National Center for PTSD, so I always assume everyone knows it, but probably not. And chlamydia diagnosis in a population-based sample of California women. So we were really lucky. We did the study on the California Women's Health Survey data, which is a statewide annual random digit dialed telephone survey. So it gives us pretty good representation of the state of California women. And it's sponsored by the California Department of Public Health, and in collaboration with a number of other state agencies, everyone puts on their own questions. So there's questions on cancer risk behaviors, and also the questions that we put on post-traumatic stress disorder and various types of violence experiences. And the STD branch put on some questions about STDs. So in collaboration with them, we put together the study. We're going to be looking at the survey from years 2003 and 2005 because not all questions are asked on every year of the survey due to funding and differences in emphasis in every year. So the response rate for those 2 years was 72% and 73%. And then we restricted our sample to only women who were ages 18 to 44 and those with complete information on all the variables that we wanted to look at. And that resulted in 3,000 women. Right, so some of the questions that we used, these are all based on the traumatic stress schedule, but sort of interpreted a little bit more. We looked at child abuse, both physical and sexual, and adult assaults, both physical and sexual, and the only distinction being if it was before or after the age of 18. And you can see these are behaviorally based questions. For intimate partner violence, we looked at it over the last 12 months, and if you said yes to any of these items, which includes sexual, physical, and psychological violence, we considered you to have experienced IPV in the last 12 months. So, post-traumatic stress disorder. We have a PTSD screen. It's a screen that's actually being used widely in the VA to screen all new veterans for PTSD, and it's been validated in that population. But we also added it to this questionnaire, and it is just a brief four questions. The first question, actually, there's a five questions. The first question asks, have you ever had a traumatic experience? If you say yes, then these four questions that query to the four main symptom clusters that are present in PTSD. That's re-experiencing, avoidance, numbing, and hyperarousal. And if you say yes to at least three of these questions, then you're considered to have clinically significant PTSD symptoms. We can't say that you have PTSD because we are not diagnosticians in this case, but the analysis have shown that you are likely to have PTSD. And finally, our chlamydia question, the outcome of interest, is have you ever been told by your healthcare provider that you had chlamydia? So it's a lifetime exposure. So for data analysis, we use logistic regressions for both bivariate and multivariate models, which results in odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. We did test poverty, race, ethnicity, and age to see if they were associated with chlamydia diagnosis. And actually, surprisingly, age and poverty were not associated. So we did not control for those in the multivariate model. But we did control for race, ethnicity, because it was associated. So some prevalence numbers. So for the interpersonal violence, that's having any of those child physical, child sexual abuse, or adult sexual or physical assault, or intimate partner violence, any of those. 42% of women reported experiencing some form of interpersonal violence in their lifetime. 13% of women reported recent IPV in the last year. 7% of women reported ever having a chlamydia diagnosis. And 8% had significant PTSD symptoms. So I find this a nice graph here because for every single, this is the prevalence of each of the violence types. They're sort of down here with the acronyms. So it's adult sexual assault, adult physical assault, child sexual assault, child physical assault, IPV, PTSD, and that's any interpersonal violence. So women with chlamydia are more likely to have had these violent experiences than women without chlamydia on every single one of these, and these are all significant relationships. And you can see that actually for any interpersonal violence, women with chlamydia diagnosis were two-thirds of them had an interpersonal violence experience. It's just really high. So in some of our controlled analysis, when we controlled for race, ethnicity, all of the relationships remained. So each type of interpersonal violence was associated with chlamydia. And then some of our odds ratios here for the numbers. Women who reported any form of interpersonal violence were three times more likely to report chlamydia diagnosis. And women with either recent IPV or PTSD were more than twice as likely to report chlamydia diagnosis. So some conclusions. So, we think this is important because there is a relationship between recent exposure to IPV and chlamydia diagnosis seen at the population level, and that exposure to other types of interpersonal violence throughout the lifespan and PTSD are associated with chlamydia diagnosis. And why is this important? Well, there are some important features of women who are experiencing violence. They may have behavioral and psychological sequelae as a result of that violence that can interfere with STD prevention and treatment. And this should really, we feel like a provider, it behooves them to know the violence exposure status of their patient so that they can choose strategies for prevention and treatment that will address those issues. So women who have experienced violence are less sexually assertive, they have altered risk recognition, they're more likely to use substances during sex, have difficulties with intimacy and relationships, and PTSD and other mental health problems can exacerbate this. So some limitations. This is a cross-sectional design, so we cannot have causal inferences based on this. We don't know when the chlamydia diagnosis happened. It could have happened before the violence, and likely does. Goes both ways. And also, because this was a population-based telephone survey, we don't have biological evidence of chlamydia. This is only self-reported, which would be an underestimate because this is only of women who actually were tested and then remembered that they had been tested positive at some point. So the policy implications. We think that people should consider screening for lifetime exposure to violence, not just intimate partner violence, when an STD is diagnosed, such as chlamydia, and that treatment and prevention should be tailored appropriately for women with a history of interpersonal violence. And that's it. Any questions? It could have been any event. That it's not just their violence exposure. It just said, you know, have you ever had a threatening or, I'm sorry, Caitlin, do you remember the exact wording? It's just the query, a horrible event that resulted from something bad. It's a very general question. But it's not likely that this is California women telephone-based survey that many of them experienced war or were veterans. ...72% and 73% in the other year. But normally it's around, we've looked at other years of this survey, normally in the 70% range. That's of people they actually reached. So that's what's reported. So when you include phone numbers that never were reached or just hit an answering machine, had no response, it goes down to around 50 or 60%. I think it's around 56%. Yes. Mm-hmm. The survey is given in English and Spanish, but those are the only two languages actually given in at this point. Yeah. Yes, it can be. But we don't have questions on the survey addressing the, so we can't find out what their violence experience is that the PTSD is due to.